Well, hey, everybody. Hope you're doing well, and welcome to day 7. We're cruising along, and we're already to the end of week 1. Now, real quick here, I want to update you and let you know that this coming week, we will be having a night of prayer here on the Peoria campus. This will be a great night as we come together and seek the Lord together in prayer. In fact, we all have certain things we're lifting up to the Lord in prayer during this fast, and we would love to partner with you in what you're praying for. So we hope to see you this coming week on the Peoria campus for our night of prayer. Now, today we're going to again turn to Psalm 119, and as we close out week 1, we're going to be looking at verses 57 through 64. So let's read. You are my portion, Lord. I have promised to obey your words. I have sought your face with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. I have considered my ways and have turned my steps to your statutes. I will hasten and not delay to obey your commands. Though the wicked bind me with ropes, I will not forget your law. At midnight, I rise to give you thanks for your righteous laws. I am a friend to all who fear you, to all who follow your precepts. The earth is filled with your love, Lord. Teach me your decrees. So if you've been with us, you know that we've been looking at the many different synonyms the psalmist uses for scripture throughout Psalm 119. And as we've walked through these, they've kind of painted a picture of what scripture is. And so today I want to point out one more term the psalmist uses to refer to scripture. Look at verse 60. He says, I will hasten and not delay to obey your commands. So in this passage, scripture is likened to commands, which is the Hebrew word mitzvah. And this term speaks of the authority of God's word and his right to give orders. So if there's commands, that means there is a commander behind them. And when God gives a command, he expects us to obey without delay. That's why the psalmist says, I will hasten and not delay to obey your commands. You know, not long ago, my youngest daughter had just woken up for the day. And after giving her a hug and telling her good morning, I said, hey, we're going to go downstairs and we're going to eat breakfast in just a few minutes. But before we go down, I want you to go to your room and change out of your PJs and into your clothes for the day. So she responded by saying, no, thanks. I'll just wait and change into them after breakfast. So in essence, I had given her a command, but her response was to delay. I looked at her and said, Joanna, I'm sorry, but that wasn't a suggestion. I'm telling you to go change into your clothes now. See, as her parent, when I give a command, I expect that my children will hasten and not delay to obey. Every parent knows that delayed obedience is disobedience. Now, kids do this, but isn't it true that we also do this with God at times? He gives us a command in his word, and we say, well, you know, I'll get to that another time. God's word says, forgive. But when we get hurt, we say, no, you know, they don't deserve it. I'm going to make them pay the price for a while, and then I'll get around to forgiving. God's word says, put aside the deeds of darkness. Don't carouse in drunkenness, sexual immorality, dissension, and jealousy. But we might say, well, you know, right now, in this season of my life, I'm going to have fun. But when I get older, I'll get around to obeying that. But remember, delayed obedience is still disobedience. So in your time with the Lord today, I want to challenge you to reflect on this question. What has God told you to do in his word that you haven't started doing yet? Spend some time in reflection on that today. And as you close your time, ask the Holy Spirit to empower you to be one who hastens and does not delay to obey the Lord's commands. I'm praying God's strength over you today, and I hope you'll join us tomorrow as Pastor Cal will be with us and will actually lead us through all of week 2 of the fast. Have a great day.